So today I'm going to look at, as we start in the book of Luke, we're going to look at one specific verse, really, to start off with today, from Luke chapter 1, verse number 27. And before we look at that verse, I just want you to think about what are the things in your life that maybe you've been dealing with, or maybe have just appeared in your life, or maybe it's been something that's been in your life for a long time, that it just feels like it's an impossible situation. And perhaps you've even accepted something that is contrary to the Word of God and contrary to His promises. Maybe there's something that you've accepted just because it seems like and it feels like it's just impossible. This is just something I'm going to have to deal with and live with. That's not the mindset that we should have. We need to remember that we are His own. We belong to Him. And He is the Good Shepherd. And He leads us to good places. He leads us to those green fields. He leads us to those places where we are strong and growing. And He cares for us. And because He cares for us, just as the shepherd leads the sheep to where all their needs are met, and just as the shepherd takes care of the sheep and all of their needs, sheep really can't take care of themselves at all. sheep, as we know sheep today, basically, they would just be feeder for other animals, would not last very long if we were not there to care for them. And they can't take care of themselves. There's a man who wrote a fascinating book on Psalm 23. And he was talking because he had a background. He had been a shepherd. I believe he was from Australia. And he had been a shepherd of sheep for a number of years. And so he was able to understand what the role of the shepherd was and understand what the sheep actually were and how dependent the sheep were upon the shepherd because he lived it. And some of the things that I remember him talking about is that the sheep required attention, daily attention by the shepherd. And the shepherd even had to add oil to their eyes. Otherwise, I forget what it was, but otherwise something would happen to their eyes and there was oil there to keep the bugs out of their eyes, which would otherwise bring infection. The shepherd had to clean all the briars and thistle and all the bugs and all the parasites that would get into the wool. There were so many things the shepherd had to do on a daily basis just for the sheep to, A, be able to survive, let alone live in any kind of comfort. And yet this is the role of the shepherd. The sheep were totally helpless without the shepherd. And that's such a good picture of exactly who we are. We are helpless without Jesus Christ. And just as the shepherd, taking care of his sheep, would take care of all the details, making sure there was water, making sure he protected them, making sure he led them to where there was green grasses to eat for them to be healthy, taking care of all of their needs, their physical needs. The shepherd did all of those things and protected. So we have a shepherd who takes care of all of our needs. And he does it because of love, not because it's his responsibility, but because it's his love for us. So when he provides for us, he provides everything for us, not because it's his responsibility, but because, although he's made it his, but because of his great love for us. This is the motivation behind everything. So whatever your needs are today, Jesus has already seen the need. He's already provided for the need. He's already established the answer for that need, and he's done it because of his great love for you. And so there's nothing that he holds back from you. And there's really nothing in our life that we should look at and say, well, this is just something that I have to live with. If it's contrary to the Word of God, you don't have to live with it. It might feel like it's impossible. And maybe there's a situation that you're facing right now that you cannot see how you could ever extricate yourself from this situation in a victorious way. You can't see how you could come out of this strong, healthy, and whole. You can't see how you can get out of the situation without being harmed in some way. Maybe you're facing something. Maybe it's a legal situation that you're facing. And you cannot see how you could possibly get out of this situation and get out of it whole. Maybe you're facing a health issue and you just can't possibly see. Maybe you're facing a health issue that has been a health issue you've dealt with for a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, and you can't possibly see how you could ever be delivered from that. Listen, I can relate to that because I was born with asthma, lived my entire life with asthma, spent several stints in the hospital with asthma, was certainly medicated my entire life. I think about the medications that I was under my entire life, every day. the amount of medications that I was taking just to be able to breathe. And even with all those medications, I would still wind up having to take the rescue inhaler kind of things throughout my lifetime on almost a daily basis. It was hard for me even when I became a believer and started believing for healing. Even at that point, it was hard for me to even conceive of what it would be like to be able to breathe because I didn't know. I hadn't been there. There was always asthma. There was always that trouble getting air into your lungs. Couldn't even think about what it would be like. And you live your whole life that way. You just come to accept it. And the medical field said, well, this is just something you have to accept in your life. There's so many things that we just accept in our life. I'm not just talking about health-wise. I mean in every area of your life. You don't have to accept it. This is what the Word of God says, and this is the verse I wanted us to look at. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 27. Now this as the birth of Jesus is being announced to Mary. And here's what the angel Gabriel says to Mary. Verse number 27, Luke chapter 1. For with God, then this is the messenger of God. So this is the message that God himself is sending to Mary and recorded for us by Luke. So this is the message that God himself set forth in his word for you and I to know and understand. Here's his word to you and I. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Now we read that, we've quoted it, we've heard it quoted, and sometimes we hear it quoted so often, we know that's what the word says. But do we really believe that what God said is true and that he meant what he said? Do we truly believe that with God nothing shall be impossible? Well, let's break that down. I think a lot of times maybe we do accept that. Well, I believe God can do anything. There's nothing impossible for God. But I'm not sure that God still does that today. Or I'm not sure that God would do that for me because I just am not worthy of him doing the impossible for me. And so we go about our lives and we just accept those impediments. We accept those things that hinder us. We accept health things that we don't have to. We accept things because to us, it's just impossible. And even though God can do the impossible, nothing is impossible with God. We're not really quite sure that applies today or it would apply to us. We disqualify ourselves for a number of reasons. Now I'm going to read that verse to you, that same verse to you from the Amplified Bible. So this is Luke chapter 1, verse number 27. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 27, okay, wait a minute. All right, here we go. So Luke chapter 1, verse number 27. What it says specifically is, no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Think about that. No word from God shall be impossible or without fulfillment. That's an amazing promise that we have from God himself. No word from God. Anything that you find in this word, if you can find a promise in this word, no word from God is without power. In fact, because it's in the word, the very fact that it's in the word itself gives it the power to actually bring about what the word says. No word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Anything that God has promised in his word is possible, and it's possible for you and I. It's possible for you and I to walk into it. The word itself says what it's going to do. Jesus has told us what he will do. He told us that in his word. The word itself tells us what he has done and what you can see in your life. The word tells us what he has done. And the word itself carries the power and the authority. It carries the motivation of his love. The word is active. It's alive. It's real. It's active and living. And so it carries with it the power and the authority of God himself. This is the word. If I stand on the word, it carries with it the power and the authority itself to accomplish and do what his word says he's already done. Just think about that for a second. Nothing in your life is impossible for God. Here's the first step. Do we acknowledge the fact that nothing is impossible for God? I think probably most of us can accept that. The hurdle that we have to get over is the mindset that says, well, does God still do that today? Or is there a reason? Is there so much sin in the world that maybe he just doesn't do anything anymore? I haven't seen God do anything, so I'm not sure that he does. And there's a lot of reasons that people say, well, I'm just not sure that God does. And he doesn't do that. The supernatural doesn't happen anymore. Well, let me tell you, it does happen. If you look, if you believe and you look and your eyes are open, you will see it. You'll see it happening in your life as well as in the lives of others. So we accept the fact that God can do the impossible. We have to get to the place of removing all those obstacles or barriers that keep us from believing that God will do, in fact, has already done those good things for us. We need to believe that not only has he done it, it's established for us, and we can receive it because we have the total authority and power of God himself right here in the Word. The Word is living and active. It's living. It's alive. There is power that is in the Word. And so when you see a word and you see a promise, if you see a word, you find a word for a you find a promise that applies to your life in the area of healing, in the area of finances, in the area of your marriage, in the area of what you do with your life as work, for relationships with your children, with deliverance. You find a promise in there. And that promise that you find in the Word, I don't care if you find it in Genesis or if you find it in Revelation or anywhere in between, you find a word, you can stand on it, because the Word itself proclaims what God has already done through Jesus. And then the Word itself has the power to bring about that which it has already proclaimed in your life. The Word carries that power. God's Word became flesh. This can happen because God's Word became flesh. In John chapter 1, it makes it clear that Jesus is the Word. And the Word, which was from the beginning, became flesh. The entire power of Jesus Christ is here. It's in the promise of the Word. If you will speak the Word and believe the Word, you speak the Word, the promises that are here, you believe it, and nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible with him. You speak the Word in faith, and watch what he will do. Now we see the same theme if you go back to Matthew. In Matthew chapter 19, verse number 26, it says, now this is when Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he says to his disciples, Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Not some things, not most things, not under, you know, just the perfect conditions. No, all things are possible. All things are possible. So what is it you need today? What is it that you are in need of today? All things are possible in Christ. Find his word, stand on the word, speak his word in faith over your situation, and watch what he does. In Romans chapter 4, verse number 21, and being fully convinced, this is talking about looking back at Abraham and Abraham's faith, and being fully convinced that what he, speaking about God, what he had promised, he was also able to perform. In other words, nothing is impossible with God. There's nothing that you face today. There's nothing in your life that is impossible. What is it you're facing today? What is it you're facing today that you have dealt with for months, perhaps even years, and you've never gotten over? And you've written it off as it's just impossible. This is just something I have to live with. The Word of God is just telling you that nothing is impossible for God. So even if you've just dealt with something or accepted it for 20 years, today's the day to change. I told you that I had asthma my entire life. I don't have asthma anymore. I haven't taken any medication for asthma in probably close to 10 years. That's after a lifetime of taking medication. Nothing is impossible. The doctor said it was impossible, but nothing is impossible. What about you? What's in your life that has seemed impossible and feels impossible? Nothing is impossible with him.